President George W. Bush garnered the bulk of the attention at Saturday's inauguration, but NPR's senior news analyst Daniel Schorr turned his focus on the man sitting in second position on the podium.
Dick Cheney marks a further stage in the evolution of the position of vice president from fifth wheel to powerful motor under the hood. You have heard, no doubt, about how hard President Bush leaned on him and his knowledge of the workings of Washington during the transition and the cabinet selection. That role is not likely to be diminished. It's a long way from the first vice president, John Adams, who said that this was the most inconspicuous and foolish office that the wit of man ever contrived. And other veeps have expressed their contempt for the position. Franklin Roosevelt's first running mate, John Nance Garner, said the job wasn't worth a bucket of warm spit. The word he used wasn't spit, actually. Truman's number two, Alvin Barkley, told the story of two brothers. One went to sea, one became vice president, and neither was ever heard from again. Vice President Lyndon Johnson chafed under the neglect, close to scorn, of President Kennedy. He was used for ceremonial trips to state funerals and inaugurals around the world. I was despondent at times, LBJ later said. But Johnson didn't treat his vice president, Hubert Humphrey, much better. President Nixon had little to do with Spiro Agnew, even before Agnew became enmeshed in a bribery scandal. President Roosevelt never even told Vice President Harry Truman about the atomic bomb, which made things more difficult when Truman, after the death of FDR, had to make the decision to drop the bomb on Japan. The Reagans never invited the Bushes to their living quarters in the White House, and when the vice president said he was out of the loop on Iran-Contra, he meant it. Jimmy Carter's vice president, Walter Mondale, was the first to have an office in the White House West Wing. Al Gore clearly had a close relationship with President Clinton, who called him the most effective and influential vice president in history. That may have been more than just hyperbole, but now there's every chance that Cheney may be challenging Gore for the title of most influential vice president. This is Daniel Schorr.